I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day, the show that's going to the dogs, to wit. The pit bull has a reputation for over-aggressiveness that scares many people, even though pit bull owners will tell you the dogs are smart and can be loving. Defenders of New York City residents will tell you the same thing about themselves. Noticing this similarity, the New York City agency that tends to abandon dogs has decided to change the dog's name from pit bull to the New Yorkie. Day to Day's Mike Pesca is a New Yorker, and when it comes to a meaty story like this one, a pit bull, Mike, what's behind the name change?
I think it's safe to say it's a shameless publicity gambit. I mean, I don't know how much the pit bull really has in common with a New Yorker. You rarely see pit bulls circling the block to find a parking spot. Pit bulls don't worry about getting their puppies into good preschools. Pit bulls don't drop the R's in their words, so instead of saying rough, they say off. That doesn't happen. But, you know, what's going on here is that they are trying to, at least the New York agency is trying to overhaul the image of the pit bull. I spoke to Richard Gentles, who's the deputy executive director of the New York Center for Animal Care and Control, which we know is the City Pound. And he says New Yorkies is just one idea for this name change. But since New Yorkie has been proposed, he's gotten a few angry calls from Yorkshire Terrier owners because those dogs are commonly called Yorkies.
This whole renaming idea is based on the premise that people's fear of the pit bull is irrational. But is it really?
Well, you've just asked me a question as charged as, are guns dangerous? There are many pit bull defenders, probably because there are many great pit bulls. But we have to point out, they do have a high pain threshold, they do have powerful jaws, and like any dog that's been bred and trained to attack, they can do a great deal of damage. What often happens is the people who train and breed pit bulls to be aggressive have many, many pit bulls, and they don't think of them as pets, they think of them as products or property. So that's why the New York Pound gets about 6,000 pit bulls a year, of which 5,500 have to be killed. So I met a lot of pit bulls when I went to the pound. Sorry, I met a lot of New Yorkies in rows of cages. Many of these particular dogs that I met had been removed from one owner who had been breeding pit bulls to fight. Richard Gentle explained why the dogs I met seemed like great dogs.
The dogs that we picked up, sometimes they call them bait dogs. They were used to be preyed upon. So they're not aggressive in that sense. They weren't trained to be aggressive. They're trained actually to be submissive and have the other dogs attack them.
A dog trained to be submissive can become a great pet. As for the name change, I put the very question to the dogs themselves. Let me just see how they like the name. New Yorkie. New Yorkie. You like that? Hi, New Yorkie. Hi, you're a New Yorkie. Good New Yorkie. I would code most of their responses as did not know / more interested in licking the microphone.
Well, what about the dog's owners, the people who own them?
Well, I spoke to Alana Fisher. I met her in a Manhattan dog run where she was with her dog Dickens. Here's what she said.
My parents own a pit bull mix. He's a great dog.
So you think if you called them up and said, hey, mom and dad, what's their dog's name?
Governor.
Hey, Governor's now a New Yorkie. What do you think their reaction would be?
We've been making up names for what type of breed he is for years. It's the best way to get people to stop asking you if that's a pit bull.
Okay.
So they'd probably be relieved.
And to be serious for a second, for a name change to officially go through, it would have to be approved by the American Kennel Club. And the AKC doesn't even call the dog a pit bull. It's the American Staffordshire Terrier. And of course, if the name does go through and a pit bull does attack someone, how thrilled do you think Gothamites would be to see the headline, New Yorkie Attacks Toddler?
Mike, thank you for that report.
Welcome.
Day to Day's Mike Pesca in New York.